former town of Sackville never received significant core funding in the past, being around $76,000, and we received no equalization. So overall, it has no huge financial effect, but the town of Sackville has been arguing for a number of years that the students should be included in the formula at the university, which would increase our population and which would provide us with equalization, whereby we currently get none.
Right. So the argument there is that students are an integral part of the population of Sackville, and the formula by which the province pays out money to municipalities for equalization involves population base and tax base, correct?
Absolutely. And I haven't delved into the new formula as of yet and how it is calculated. But at this point, I'm assuming that it still represents population and tax base in how it is calculated. But the students are living in the town of Sackville on an 8-9 month of the year basis. Sometimes some of them, a large portion of them, for the full year. And we've always felt that they should be included in any formula that is needed, and how much the town of Sackville, soon to be the town of Tanchamar, needs for funding for services.
When you talk about the tax base, that includes buildings that are part of Mount Allison University. Has the town noticed any difference in the way that those properties are evaluated compared to others in terms of assessments?
Well, the history shows that the Mount Allison University properties do not increase at the same level of other properties in the town of Sackville did. That's been shown many times through our budget process, in which they represent a large portion, 25% of our overall tax base. And many years, though, they only went up a small percentage, where other properties went up a significant portion. The new tax base has been released, and overall residential has gone up. Overall 2023 residential for the former town of Sackville has gone up 9.25%. But a quick review of a number of provincially owned properties, which includes the university properties, they appear to have only gone up around 4%. So it seems that residential, whereby in the homes that people do own, have gone up significantly more than the residential properties that are owned by that are paid for by the province of New Brunswick.
And so it seems like the implication is that maybe the province is giving itself a break on the taxes that it owes for those provincially owned buildings, one might argue. Do you think that
Yeah, I would never say that, of course, but one could read in that the provincial assessments have only increased a small percentage of what other property assessments have increased.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that puts the town at a disadvantage?
It always has, given that provincial properties in Sackville, the former town of Sackville, make up 25 to 30% of the overall tax base.
It says here, just looking at the press release yesterday from local government and local governance reform minister Danielle Alain, that as part of the local governance reform, the provincial government has provided flexibility to local governments so they can increase the tax rate on non-residential properties by up to 1.7 times the local rate. It also says here the provincial government has also provided tax room by reducing the provincial property tax rate on these properties over 3 years. So it seems like the idea from the province is that municipalities can make up their own minds about how much they want to tax non-residential properties in order to raise revenues to run their towns. Any thoughts on that?
What they're referring to is the non-residential tax base. So with the new reform, we are able to create a non-residential anywhere from 1.4 to 1.7 times. In the past, it was fixed at 1.5. So that will be the new town of Tanchamar will be able to choose what they want non-residential tax base to be multiplied by anywhere from 1.4 to 1.7 times times the tax base. So, of course, if you choose to go on the lower end at 1.4 times, of course, that could help in spurring development. If you go on the high end of 1.7, it could have a negative effect on development, and I think that may cause municipalities to compete with and not want to have that multiplier very high, just as a way to entice business to come.
And would that new flexibility apply to university buildings, those sorts of provincial properties?
No, it would not, because over 90%, probably closer to 95% of the university properties are taxed at the residential tax rate. So so all the dormitories are all taxed at residential tax rate. All the classrooms are all taxed at a residential tax rate. The meal hall is taxed at a residential tax rate. So they're not taxed at non-residential. So we would not have that flexibility for any of the provincially owned properties being the university.